for BYU, standing by in a cold, wet rain.
For BYU, this is WA4LTZ. Doug, over here near Eastside High School. You're out there in the cold, wet rain.
I'm just sitting here waiting to go in. The wind's blowing hard, rain's falling, and it's cold. I can't believe this is May. My birthday is next month, and that's June. I always remember June being hot. What's going on?
Oh, nothing's going on around here. Just sitting around here watching the computer screen and looking at people doing things and just wasting time, I guess. Of course, at 87, I don't have a whole lot of time to waste.
15 more minutes, and then I got to go into work, so I'm just kicking back out here listening to the radio, and can't believe this weather. It's crazy. I got a buddy up north in Pennsylvania. He said it's snowing up there.
Yeah, I saw that on the tube, and claiming that we might have frost around here tonight.
Too, they were saying that I think that was Saturday night, they're thinking they might get snow up along the Tennessee-North Carolina border, which, of course, that is a higher elevation. But I'm just, this is supposed to be like March weather, not May weather.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I'm just sitting around here wasting time looking at the computer screen. And, waiting on dinner to be cooked, I guess, a little later on in the day. So it's raining outdoors and real cold, huh?
Well, here at the 385 interchange, I'm sitting across from the Harley-Davidson shop parking lot. I work over here at GE, just waiting on time to go to work.
I don't know exactly where you are. I got to tour that GE plant one time. A friend of mine lived next door, and he was an engineer out there. He carried me out there and showed me those great, humongous generators, gas-fired generators, that they were building at the time. Of course, that was a long time ago.
He's building them, got to keep the electricity on for the world, and I tell you, the first time I ever saw one of those big generators floating through the bay on one of those big cranes they got, it just amazed me. The thing was big as a house.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I remember Ray was, he was an engineer and he worked out there, and they'd call him up in the middle of the night, and the generator up in Alaska is not making electricity. How about going in up there and getting it started up? So Ray would call him up on the telephone and said, you start cleaning that thing up. I'm on the way. By the time he got there, they'd have it clean and it'd be running again.
And it's technician equipment repair. And we have a wire cutting machines that use electro-discharge machining is what it's called. And they keep breaking down. And I go to the machine, I tell them, well, first thing you need to do is clean the machine. It's filthy. So they'll clean the inside of it, and they try it again, and guess what? It's working now.
What Ray was said, he'd go to Alaska. By the time he got up there, they'd have it clean, and it would be running. He'd turn around, come back home. Finally, he just got sick and tired of traveling like that, so he went back to Birmingham with Rust Engineering. Lost track of him after that.
Company down here in Simpsonville called BBA Fiberweb, and I was on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and I hated it. I got called in constantly for nothing. I'd get called in and it would be a sensor broke or a wire broke or something simple. I'm like, why didn't you guys just fix this? And I finally figured out it was easier to call me than to try and figure out what was wrong.
Well, my wife is here with a honeydew. I gotta go. Nice chatting with you. Talk to you later on down the road.
73's to you. You have a wonderful day there, young man. Hope this weather breaks and we get some sunshine for long. BYU, standing by.